Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, June 30th, 2012, one of Paul McCartney's iconic violin-shaped Hofner bass guitars sells for more than $64,000 at a fundraiser for a music charity. On this day of 2002, Al Jardine sues the remaining member of the Beach Boys for $4 million, alleging that they were excluding him from playing in the band. The suit would prove unsuccessful, and Jardine was later prevented from touring as Beach Boys family and friends. On this day of 2001, Chet Atkins, the legendary session guitarist, dies of cancer at the age of 77. On this day in 1989, Great Balls of Fire, a biographical film about the life of Jerry Lee Lewis, debuts in theaters across America. The movie would fizzle at the box office, but critics gave it mostly positive reviews. Jerry Lee was unhappy with the bumpkin-like portrayal of himself by actor Dennis Quaid, and later said, "It really fouled it up, the way they did it." On this day in 1983, after a 10-year split, the Everly Brothers announced that they would be reuniting. The pair had parted company after Phil smashed his guitar and walked off the stage during a 1973 performance. On this day in 1976, police raid Neil Diamond's house looking for drugs while claiming that they are responding to a burglary call. After a three-hour search, they found nothing. Some of the officers involved left with an autograph. On this day in 1975, the Jackson 5 announced that they will be leaving Motown for Epic Records. They are forced to change their name to the Jacksons, since Motown owns the name the Jackson 5. And on this day, June 30th, 1956, police are called to deal with a series of fights that broke out at the Asbury Park Convention Hall in Jersey City. As a result, the city council would later vote to ban rock and roll. Who was the rocker that caused all the commotion? And what was his hit at the time? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, June 30th, 1956, police are called to deal with a series of fights that broke out at the Asbury Park Convention Hall in Jersey City during a concert with Bill Haley and his Comets. As a result, the city council would later vote to ban rock and roll, basically quoting Haley's hit, "See you later, alligator."
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said.
See you later, alligator.
I know you mean
for play.